All right, testing, testing. Okay. Something, something, town hall, something, something. Give me a moment here. Let's throw up a group notice. Yes, yes, the soapbox is transparent. If you'd like to res an actual one, feel free. This is was part of like one that I was working on. Like very early on, like within the first month I was working on this one. Notices, new notice, town hall now, town hall now, in usual spot, send. There you all go. Merry Christmas. Hey, we have an actual soapbox now. There we go. So we're going to go down the list tonight. I am here as our town hall representative once again. Rera is currently at large. If you have any information that could lead to finding Rera's location, please report it to your local Aqualist enforcers. We have reason to suspect that Rera is a seditious element working against Comrade Secretary Glimmer. Praise be her name, speaking of. We are all equal here, my comrades. And I think none qualify more so than Comrade Secretary Glimmer as being an equal among equals. We love and adore her for all she does for our great city. And under her, we have prospered and enjoyed peace like never before. And on that note, if you know any resistance fighters, friends, family, who are engaging in seditious activity, please report them immediately so they may be dealt with by our beloved enforcers. Remember, we are all equal here. Now, on to the notes for today. For one, we of course had an equality speech earlier. Thank you for Skivvy Skies and for all others involved in that. Here to Horus, Silverflank, Blinkcore, Jade, Hind, am I missing? Firaxis, Snowy Skies, Searing Skies, anyone else I'm missing? Thank you all for being involved and helping bring about equality to our great city. It is our hope that soon all ponies will be equal, as one, united under one banner, the banner of our beloved Comrade Secretary Glimmer. Praise be. Her utopia is the utopia of the future. And any caught engaging in seditious, revolutionary, anti-equalist activities will be re-educated. Lumishai, that means you. You will be re-educated. You will embrace equality. We will come for you. We will knock on your door in the dead of night. Don't think we won't. All will be equal. We come for you. That is correct. Come. Come, come, come. Now, next up, let me go down my notes here. Cards Against Baltimore, the Cards Against Humanity clone, that is ongoing. Please post suggestions in the thread. Silverwind, I believe, is the name of the poppin' engaging in that, but he has requested you post suggestions in the thread. So any ideas you have for cards, both black or white cards, suggest them in the thread if you would. You know, come up with some funny ideas. Could be a funny thing, funny idea. We can have a Cards Against Baltimore table here. Would be pretty cool. Would be pretty based, you know. So do that. Oh shit, you're also making it midnight? Also give midnight suggestions. Give midnight all of your suggestions. Give midnight your autism. We could have competing ones. Go crowd midnight, and fill midnight with your autism. With your sweet, sweet autism. Paint midnight's insides with your autism. Next, the chat relay system is happening. We are going to have a chat relay, a new chat relay, better than the old one. In the spirit of the Aqualist Revolution, we are sweeping away the old to make room for the new. The old imperialist capitalist chat relay system will be abolished, and we will have a new brave one, a new future for Baltimore. And this will be rolled out first to the shopping districts, then to the residential ones. And soon, all will have their chats relayed to all others. There will be no more private conversations in Baltimore. There will be no more private thoughts. Everything you think, do, or say will be broadcast to all, for we are all equal within our beloved Baltimore. Especially your sexo, Cloudy Kino. ERP will be broadcasted. There is no option. We are all equal here. Our next topic is, also, if you have any suggestions or concerns about the chat relay, please direct them to Alpha or Here to Horse. Here to Horse you. Up next, we have, Quote is doing a lot of stuff for the hangout. Yeah, Quote's like redesigning the central area. And Quote also did like a big auto return thing earlier to like clear out bunch of unused objects. You might notice some of the shops might be slightly broken right now. We are aware of that. That's being actively fixed, either with their users or by Quote directly. If you have any suggestions or concerns about the ongoing redesigns, ongoing shifts and changes, direct them to Quote. Quote's working pretty hard to do that to make the hangout look nicer, I guess. Change things up a little. I think that's about it, actually. We didn't really have a meeting tonight because Rare is gone and there's not a whole lot to actually discuss. So there's not a whole lot here to talk about. But more serious statement, the relay will be obviously opt-in. Yes, the relay will be opt-in. So now, despite our best wishes, the relay is opt-in. Sadly, Poppins will still voluntarily choose to be equal. We hope you all will choose to be equal, after all. If you do not, we will visit you. But it is ultimately voluntary. Just like embracing equality is voluntary. When do I get a government-mandated mayor friend? Since we are equal now, come next Saturday. Next Saturday, we are going to have so long as the Aqualist reign continues, we will have equal relationships across Baltimore. Next Saturday, we will be redistributed all Poppins to your relationships. Poppins currently in a relationship will also be redistributed. You do not get a choice in this matter. Every Poppin will be equally given a partner, and all will be having a really a happy, successful, equal relationship. Lenny face indeed. Habit will go to a random Poppin. We're gonna make a random lottery for this. It's gonna be you all step forward, you'll draw a card, and whoever has the matching card will be assigned. Now, granted, that being said, Comrade Secretary Glimmer will only get the most attractive mare. The most attractive mare in Baltimore will go to Comrade Secretary Glimmer. That is non-negotiable. Now, yes, it is Scanny. Scanny will be Comrade Secretary Glimmer's new mare waifu. Yes, luckily all mares are equally attractive. That's true, but some are more equally attractive than others. Resistance members, thank you for bringing up Lumishai. Resistance will be cracked down upon. Your resistance is futile. Anyone approaching you to claim to be helping the resistance is actually our agent. We have many Aqualist enforcers in your ranks. Every equal Poppin is equally an enforcer, and we will make sure that your sedition is dealt with harshly and with no mercy. Glory be, Comrade Secretary Glimmer. The resistance seeks to destroy us all, and that's why we must stand against them. Yes, the robot is the most wanted criminal at the moment. Our glorious secretary has spoken. You will hunt down the robot. You will crucify them. I mean, you will bring them in for re-education. They will know equality. So on that topic, again, if anyone knows about the whereabouts of Rara, please report them to our enforcers immediately. Rumors abound, and we cannot allow Rara to threaten our new peace. You may, Scanny, you may. Resistance members do not have rights. They are not... They are equal, but they do not have the same protections that equal Poppins do. For they are criminals. And criminals
no protection come inside.
They don't have the same equality, that's true. They have a different equality. Lyrosaurus, your equality credit score is so low at the moment that we won't even allow you to board public transport anymore. You can't get a job, you can't get healthcare. Please reconsider. Reject the lies that you've accepted and embrace Comrade Secretary Glimmer, and maybe your credit score can get good again. Rara, sheltered in Scan's attic. Our enforcers will be the judge of that. Wow, that's pretty hot, Scanny. I think a lot of enforcers are going to be heading to your place soon. Scannies are most equal made. You're right, Jade. Thank you for bringing this to our attention. Astro Glitter, you will be getting a knock on the door from the enforcers. Agreed, for Axis. Sex with other Poppins is actually a hierarchical, imperialistic, capitalistic, individualistic ideal, and you should only have sex with your mandated equalist Poppin. No others. Unless you're Comrade Scanny. Comrade Scanny gets a pass. Yes, maid washing and equality washing will soon be one and the same. All maids are equal. Equality will set you free. Difference is frustration. So, like, we've gone through the whole agenda for tonight. Does anyone have any concerns, suggestions, comments, questions, rants, raves? You know the drill. If you just want to, like, talk about Ziggers for, like, 20 minutes, you can do that. I'm not going to stop you. You should fear for your life, Midnight. If you're not equal, then you will be made equal. The Ziggers have been dealt with. They are equal now. Equally at the bottom of the lake. Re-education camp. The Pony Station has been repurposed as a temporary re-education camp. And yes, Searing does also have a re-education camp that can also be used for any overflow that doesn't fit the Pony Station. I hate niggers too. George Floyd did deserve it. He was not equal. You know, Gilda, I was the one who said nigger, so I guess I'm the racist. What's so bad about saying the word nigger? I mean, it's hilarious. I'm not going to say the whole Fluttershy one. A voluntary movement threatening you if you don't accept to join them. They're terrorists who kidnapped a rightful Mayor Brandon. Do not obey them. Mayor Brandon is not kidnapped. He is simply under house arrest. He's right there in the lodge right now. You can go in there. You could say hi to Mayor Brandon. He's right there. What's with this weird mist, he says. He's right there. He's not been kidnapped. He's only under house arrest. He's now Comrade Secretary Glimmer's rape slave. The thread just pointed out a critical observation. Let me refresh the thread then here. Give me a moment. Da, 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 da. I keep the thread, like, permanently open nowadays in my browser. on both like my phone and my computer. I have to remember to close the thread in my phone whenever I'm like connected to work VPN. Sometimes I forget. The IT staff know. They know about popping. Let's see, what's this point that's been made? Everyone talks about maid washing, but the maids never wash anything. Scanny's a really bad maid. Scanny always makes more of a mess than she cleans up. Niger is a company. Is a country in Africa, that is true. We hate Nigerians. Unless they're princes, then we love them. Please invest. The equality meeting earlier had a few pop-ins brought forth and their errors of their ways told all of Baltimore. Out of these pop-ins, I believe two of them ultimately ended up accepting equality, that being Jade. I think Jade accepted equality. And at the event, though, only one of them did, and that was Silverflank. Silverflank has admitted to the errors of her ways and has embraced equality for all. Butlers have not been around for a long time, Kira. Where have you been, under a rock? The butlers were defeated in the Great Maid Butler War. Sorry, but the Butler Shattery conspiracy is actually nothing but a puppet to the Greater Hollowheart conspiracy, which is also a puppet to the Freemason conspiracy, which truly controls and pulls all the strings in Baltimore. The Equalist movement is actually part of the Freemason conspiracy, sorry to break it to you. We're all on the same side, we just feign division. Are plans of spreading equality to the other pony realms? Right now, there's not currently much of any plan. As Comrade Secretary Glimmer has said, you know, Luna's probably not going to give up diapers anytime soon. But, you know, I mean, if Luna was willing to embrace equality, then we would be willing to export it. However, Luna's empire will be nothing but a satellite state to Baltimore should that ever happen. They will never be on the same footing as us, right? Because we are more equal than they are, and we will always remain apart. You know, equality in one sim is our policy. Equality in one sim. A more based Luna. That would be... We'll get our scientists working around the clock on that. The issue is, since we made the academics equal, most of our academics now, like, have trouble counting. So it might be a while on that. But we'll make sure that we focus on that. You know, I'm good for sitting up here and speaking a bunch of bullshit for however long this lasts straight. God, I miss Rose. Rose did. Rose is still alive. Rose is probably on an alt somewhere. I don't know if Rose is here tonight or not. Rose went on a brief vacation and will probably still be around on an alt from time to time. I have no idea what Rose's alt is, though. Rose, if you're here, we love you. And we miss you dearly. Rose left before the Equalist takeover, Lumi. Don't worry. Rara got silenced by the Equalists. You wanna be talking about Rara for that one. I mean, Rara disappeared for reasons unknown and is now at large. We really just wanna know if Rara's safe. Please report Rara's sightings if you have them, so that our enforcers may follow up and ensure that Rara is safe and sound, and definitely not plotting against our beloved Comrade Secretary Glimmer's reign. If you hear anything about any sort of cult around Rara, let us know immediately. Not that we have any reason to believe that's a thing. Yes, the Resistance are dangerous. They are dangerous, they are illogical, and they are emotional. They are angry ponies who are directing their anger at the world. They are mentally damaged. They are retarded, you could even say. They must be locked away for the good of public safety and health, and so they may get help. The help that they need to embrace equality. The Resistance will be dealt with all of our compassion and mercy that we are able to muster. So please, if you suspect your family member, your friend, your neighbor, your lover to be a member of the Resistance, report them immediately, not just for your safety, but for their own safety. Yes, guns and tanks are necessary to defend against Luna. That is correct. And Lumishai, Uno reverse. The Resistance thinks they're superior to us. That's true. They look down upon us because they're not right in the head. They have been infected with this ideal of supremacy, of superiority. They gaze down upon you from their soapboxes, looking down upon the great Poppins of Baltimore as if they are nothing but scum of the earth, as if they're different. But we all know that the great Poppins of Baltimore are all equal, and we all know that you would not tolerate one of the foul Resistance members sitting before you, just looking down on you all. So please, report them immediately if you see them. Yes, if you are a Resistance member, Scanny would love to have you in his RLV dungeon. Please report to Scanny's RLV dungeon. Scanny is hosting Resistance meetings there nightly. And they are just a bunch of trigger-happy egoists. No, 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 Mooney Shard. No, 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 no. No, no, no. Bad, Mooney Shard. Bad. The Hollow Hearts are more equal than most, right? The Hollow Hearts are equal already. So we do not need to redistribute Hollow Heart land or question the overrepresentation of the Hollow Hearts within... What is this? What is Resistance activity? Let's just... deal with that. The Hollow Hearts do not need to be dealt with in any manner. The Hollow Hearts are already equal. We love Hollow Hearts. We love Hollow Hearts. Removal of the object anti-equal graffiti from the simulator is disallowed by permissions of the system. Scramble, can you please remove this heresy behind me? Scramble's an equal poppin'. Scramble knows. We love Hollow Hearts. Hollow Hearts are equal. We love Hollow Hearts. Hollow Hearts are already equal. Please do not question the Hollow Hearts. Do not ask the Hollow Heart question. Trust in Comrade Secretary Glimmer with your lives. And trust that Comrade Secretary Glimmer loves Hollow Hearts, as should you. Glory be, Comrade Secretary Glimmer. The savior of Baltimore. The bringer of equality. Her titles are too many to name. We love Comrade Secretary Glimmer. Lyrasaurus is a member of the Resistance and will be re-educated. Let's see, did I miss anything here? Similar to Rose, you can just message me in private as well if you want me. Unlike Rose, I will not take your money to say things, but I will say whatever if you message me it. Or if you want me to address anything without saying it publicly, I will address it. I've never heard you say Sneed, so you should say it. Sneed! Sneed's Feed and Seed, formerly Chuck's. What a funny joke. You know, this joke's really intricate. Most people would never get it. They'd never understand the true intricacy of Sneed's Feed and Seed. Sneed harder, Resistance. Keep sneeding. If anyone's missing their old cutie mark, they should simply contact an Equality Enforcer. That's true, yes. The Equality Enforcers are very happy. We would be overjoyed to help you. If you regret joining Equality and you want your old cutie mark back, come to the Enforcers and we will help you. We love all Poppins, and we love our equal comrades, more so than any other. Sweet cakes, you will become equal. You don't have a choice. Equality is here to last. Some have been asking, is equality temporary, or is it here to stay? And I'm here to reassure you that Baltimore will be equal from now until the end of time. We will always be equal. This is an equalist city now. Rera will not save you. Your gods will not save you. We are all equal. Authoritarian glimmerism. No. This is libertarian glimmerism. Also, cope, see, dilate. You will never be a woman. Kill yourself now. You will never be a real farmer. You have no feed. You have no seed. You are a city slicker, twisted by gushy loafers into a cruel mockery of nature's perfection. This is not authoritarian, this is very libertarian. This is a voluntary equalist society. We are all voluntarily dedicated to our beloved Comrade Secretary Glimmer. Denounce the Talmud. We love the Talmud. The Talmud is a guiding principle of equality. Oh, wait. Sorry, Comrade Secretary Glimmer has corrected me on this. I am sorry, Comrade Secretary Glimmer. I apologize profusely. I misspoke there. Please do not re-educate me. We hate the Talmud. The Talmud is the devil. Synagogue of Satan. They killed Jesus Christ, and we will not forgive that. They will never be equal. I hate Jews. I hate Jews. I hate Jews. I hate Jews. Israel will burn. We hate Israel. The only way the world could be equal is with the total and complete destruction of all of Israel. Rose would never denounce the Talmud. That's true. I don't know if you paid Rose enough. Rose probably would. Rose would denounce his own family if you paid him enough. But you will not criticize the Hollow Hearts. That is true. We love the Hollow Hearts. Our funding is secure, Scramble. Rest assured, our Hollow Heart benefactors do not care if we decry... I mean, our grassroots benefactors do not care if we decry the Jews. They only care if we decry them. We love our grassroots benefactors. All members of the public, each and every one of them. Your rabbi can hear of it all you want, so long as you don't report it to the Hollow Hearts, we're all good. We love Hollow Hearts. Did I mention that? We love them. No. I mean, we love Jewish people. We love rabbis. Rabbis are the best. Please don't tell Snooze anything. We love Snooze. Snooze is the best rabbi. We love Israel. Israel is Baltimore's greatest ally. Israel and Baltimore stand together against the Palestinian menace. I, for one, think that more Palestinian schools, hospitals, and orphanages need bombed. I love Israel. I love them, I love them, I love them, I love them. Synagogues, Jews, kikes, I love them all. We should have more banks. We should open a central bank of Baltimore. I love bankers. More loans for every poppin'. Snooze is the best banker. Yeah, a bank staffed by Griffins. That'd be amazing. We should have more Griffin banks, more Griffin representation in our Qualis movement. We love Griffins. Birds, though they are. Kuro is a representative of creature kind, and we love creature kind embracing equality. Kuro embracing equality is a great sign, a great step forward for us all. Predatory loans? No. The Jews give them out of compassion. They give them compassionate loans to help you. 18%, that's pretty low. I'm thinking more like 30. I'll give a look. If only Nami was here, that's true. I miss Nami. Oh, we have another private message here. Let's see. All the sneed you get is two-faced and half-hearted. Behind your back, ponies mock you. Your parents are disgusted and ashamed of you. Your friends laugh at your pathetic shitposting behind closed doors. Crops are utterly repulsed by you. Thousands of years of evolution have allowed them to sniff out inadequate soil pH levels with incredible efficiency. Even gummy bears who pass as seeds look uncanny and unnatural to a real farmer. Your manicure is a dead giveaway, and even if you manage to get a broken buck home with you, he'll turn tail and bolt the second he gets a whiff of your acidic, infected soil. He will never be happy. You wrench out a fake smile every day. Every single morning you tell yourself it's going to be okay, but deep inside you feel the depression creeping up like a weed, ready to crush you under its unbearable weight. Eventually, it'll be too much to bear. You'll go to Chuck, ask for a suck, maybe even a fuck. Sneed will find you, heartbroken but relieved that they no longer have to live with the unbearable shame and disappointment. They'll bury you with a headstone marked with your birth name, formerly Chuck's, and every passerby for the rest of eternity will know a city slicker is buried there. Your body will decay and will go back to dust, and all that will remain of your legacy is a car that is unmistakably German. This is your fate. This is what you chose. There is no turning back. You cannot sneed. Huh? 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 We've been, T-Love, if you turned on voice, we've been talking about how much we love you. We love T-Love. We love T-Love. Love, 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 T-Love. Pour, stress, drink, pour, stress, stop, drink, work, 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 collect money, work, collect, pay debt, work, collect money, get educated, stable life, help others, happy, waifu love, happy family, healthy, teach others, improve social, smart, his country, just stop drinking. Nutsy is an alcoholic because someone stole his donut. If you have found Nutsy's donut, please return it at your soonest convenience so the ponies can get back on track with helping enforce equality across Baltimore. Seth does have it. Please lynch Seth. Please kill Seth. Beat Seth to death with rocks. Seth is not equal. Kidding, Seth. We love you. Autistic though you are, Seth, we love you regardless. Nutsy, does Seth hold your donut? Nutsy took a drink, is that a yes? Does Seth hold your donut, Nutsy? Does Seth have it right now in his mouth? Is that your donut? Then Seth is an enemy of equality. In sameness, there is peace. Please, Poppins, if you see Seth, lynch him. Beat him to death with a rock. Thank you, Seth, thank you, Sid, for that brief image. We love you, Sid. Sid is a comrade to us all. Sid is truly equal. Is there any other questions, comments, concerns, suggestions? How do I show affection to Equal Poppet? You go up to them and you ask, "Hey, baby girl, you wanna fuck?" That's what you do. Or you tell them they look pretty cute in a maid outfit. T-Love, why are you gay? Because I am desperate and lonely. Next question. You start with, "Are you pure?" Yes, yes, that's the alternative method. What about for stallions? Who the fuck would want to be with a stallion? That's like... That's really fucking gay. Holy shit. Fraxis, we know you're gay. You don't have to tell it to all of us. Stallions deserve equality. That being said, mares are more equal than stallions. Hind is a QT, that is true. Hind is an honorary mayor. I'm tired of the Stalinists in our movement. You know, I thought the Stalinists were an ally, but it's come out time and time again. We can't rely on Stalinists. Toppy was once the leader of the Stalinists. Now he's a leader of the resistance. They're driven by emotion, by whim. I think Stalinists should be forced under mayor's hooves. I think maybe it's time that mayors make equality a mayor movement, you know? Mayor Sharia law will become a reality, yes. Geld them, that is true. We must geld all Stalin. Comrade Secretary Glimmer, may we, your beloved enforcers, go about the gelding of all Stalinians in the name of equality? Very well, you've heard it here first, my comrades. All Stalinians will be gelded, effective immediately. Do not resist. We are coming for you. Be your best by never being your best. Exceptionalism is a lie. To excel is to fail. You are never alone. We're here for you. We're all equal. In sameness, there is peace. You're right. Lyrosaurus is right. If you don't like equality, why did you vote Aqualis into power? You silly poppins. Democracy reigns in Baltimore. You voted for this. Remember that. You voted for Comrade Secretary Glimmer. You voted for this future. You want it. You know you do, you dirty fucking equality sluts. Democracy can be trusted. You could trust the voting booths. If you don't trust anything else, trust that your vote matters. And we look forward to you all voting for equality come next election. Speaking of which, we will be having elections next Saturday under the Aqualis banner. Aqualis enforcers will be going door to door to collect your votes, so long as we are in power. Which means the resistance should stop whatever it's planning right now. Resistance fighters, cease and desist. Yeah, not your mayor, but your neighbor's mayor. Take it up with your neighbor if you have an issue with it, okay, Winter? Take it up with Sid. Sid, do you support equality? You heard it here first, folks. Sid definitely supports equality. Sid backs us, so why shouldn't you? Sid loves equality. Psst, hey, Sid. We'll give you bat mares if you support equality. See, Sid loves equality. Your state-mandated mayor friends will actually be 5 bats. Your base, Luna, Base Luna doesn't exist, sorry. Ah, shit, I just spilt my liquor. Fuck. I spilt my liquor all over the place. This is worse than spilling my spaghetti. God, it's all over my Twilight mousepad, too. How could this happen to me? Give me a moment here, Poppins. I need to, throw my Twilight mouse pad. Blah, 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 blah. Now there's liquor all over me. Now I need to throw my Twilight mouse pad into the bathtub to wash it off here in a bit. All the alcohol will be repurposed under the Aqualis movement. It will go to me. You will not have a choice in this matter. Me and Comrade Quote will get all of your liquor, and we will drink it. And, Comrade Secretary Glimmer, of course, we love you, Comrade Secretary. We would never... Comrade Secretary Glimmer gets the most alcohol. I misspoke earlier. I apologize. Happens a lot, you know. You know, it's my speech impediment, you know, it's not my fault. I was born this way. I just misspeak from time to time. Equalists are all drunk mares, it's true, we're all equally drunk. I am spilling and drinking a mix of, I'm actually drinking what's left of my stash. It's right now, or at least was, a mix of apple brandy, vodka, and apple whiskey. Is what it was a mix of. Yes, Limashai is seditious. We will not pass out a list because all equality poppins, all equal poppins are equality enforcers equally. But yes, that was actually the last of my whiskey and vodka. So now I'm down to just, I have more apple brandy that I can drink, but that's it. It's really cheap, shitty apple brandy. It's like sour apple, tastes like Jolly Ranchers. I have this really sweet brand that I like, but I'm out of it, so, you know, none of that. Comrade Secretary Glimmer works for the good of us all. Remember to salute the Comrade Secretary Glimmer. Her hard efforts are what make Baltimore what it is today. All Equalist Poppins will be provided a daily ration of vodka and potatoes. That is correct. I actually had potatoes for dinner tonight. And oats. And oats, too. Oats are great. Comrade Secretary Glimmer, what's your stance on Taurus, by the way? What's our stance on that? I'm unclear on what the Equalist perception is. You heard it here first, folks. Taurus will be re-equalized or re-educated and then equalized. There is no option. If you are a tourist, please report to a re-education camp immediately. Baltimore belongs to equal poppins only. See, I'm going to look at the thread, see if there's any comments there. There's at least one schism. The Maid Schism is nothing but a lie made up by imperialistic, capitalistic, false poppins. The Maid Schism does not exist. All maids are equal. There are anti-equalists in our midst. Please beat the please teach them the error of their ways. And I think that's it. Blackjack, Boggy, you are sexy as all get out. We will all equally come inside of Boggy. I hate Project Horizons, but by God, Blackjack is a sexy poppin'. I mean, by Secretary Glimmer, Blackjack is sexy poppin'. Sid has sent a couple links in Normal People. Please click on those links. They are great links. You could trust Sid. Sid's a comrade of the common poppin'. You could trust Sid. You know, just click on his links. Do it now. Thank you, Comrade Sid, for all your gifts to us poppins. Yeah, always click Sid's links. Always. Sid's links are the best. Anything else to go over tonight? Again, does anyone have any questions, concerns, comments? You know, like, literally anything. You just message me something, I'll say it. If you have a problem with how things are ran, you know, you want to go on a rant about how the Jews control Baltimore, you know, I mean, speak up now. This is the forum for you to do that. That's true. Tourists do seek to undermine our revolution of equality, and they will be dealt with appropriately. No comments, suggestions, concerns, rants, raves, anti-Jewish rants. You want to, I mean, hell, tell me about how Nixon ruined the United States by going off the gold standards, you know? Rant about how Hitler did nothing wrong except lose the war. They can go on about anything, really. Alicorns are Jewish. That is right. We reject Alicorn rule. Alicorns are controlled by Israel. Cards Against Baltimore will be pretty based when it comes out. We need to better equip our Equalist forces. I recommend this tank be made the standard issue tank for all Equalist forces. Agreed. Motion carries. All Equalists will get a tank. Nami's an Alicorn. No. Nami is an honorary non-Alicorn. Nami is honorary non-Equalist. Nami is honorary Equalist. We love Nami. I wish Nami would come back. Nami Neri. Keku Keku. Yeah, Nami hates the resistance, I'm sure. We haven't gotten Nami's quote on that, but I'm sure Nami hates the resistance. So if you're in the resistance, you should feel bad. Nami hates you. No. We would never weaponize Nami. We would never. Nami supports sameness. I don't know. If we could get Nami here to, like, to say what Nami supports, that'd be great. I'd support that. I'm sure it would be sameness, though. If Nami's unconditional love were here, I'm sure it would be unconditionally loving towards Equalists only. But really, though, Kiro, pass that on. We really miss Nami. We'd love to have Nami back. Thank you, Kiro. Like, unironically, thank you. Someday, maybe. Someday we'll get Nami back. T-Love, I'm out of range. You cannot boot me, or whatever you're going to do. I'm still out of range. Equality is because we love Baltimore. That's true. We love all of Baltimore. We love all Poppins equally. We love Poppinkind. We love them, we love them, we love them, we love them. 8 more minutes. So really, we don't have too much longer left before I just fuck off the soapbox. So again, does anyone have any concerns, comments, suggestions, anything? If you just want to rant at me, then I'll... That's why enforcers beat up the Poppins refusing to join your ranks. Nice love. What can I say? It's tough love. Move closer to me. Okay, where are you, T-Love? There's a lot of Poppins. Oh, there you are. T-Love. I'm right here. I don't even know which one you are right now, T-Love. There you are. I found you. All right. I mean, hell, if you wanna go off about a rant about how Baltimore is against, like, everything you've ever valued and believed in, then, you know, I mean, feel free. This is the forum to do that. This is what Rose envisioned. The Resistance has been trying to kill Starlight. That's unacceptable. Resistance, you will be hunted down and made equal. Last video Citizen. Which one is that? Let me see. Oh, second to last. Jesus Christ. The second to last video Citizen is something else. That's true. Holy shit. What the hell is... Thank you, Sid, as always. God, we love you, Sid. We love you. You're truly an equal poppin'. Oh, it only gets better. Great video. Great video. Alright, let's refresh that page. I'm gonna look at the thread here, see if there's anything new things. I'll look back at the game, and then we'll be done for the night. Autism level today is catastrophic. Saturation will increase until morale improves. No real comments or suggestions or anything. Flimsy, show some damn respect, you son of a bitch. Nami was a damn hero. Nami died a martyr. And you will respect... Not Nami, Nani. Nani, Nami's alt, died a martyr, and you will respect that. Nani and Nami are actually the same poppin'. Don't tell anyone. They're alter egos of one another. But a Nani died a damn hero. A Nani died for the Aqualis cause, and you will respect that. Terminal Ligma did claim her, yeah. She'll be forever missed. Ligma balls! Got him! Thomas and Lightning Porn. Got 2 minutes left. Any poppins want to say anything before we conclude for the night? Anyone want to... It's like, God, I feel like I'm Toppy on karaoke night right now. You know, we want everyone, anyone who wants to step forward and say anything, do so now. Or forever hold your peace. It's over. It's correct. It is over. Nutsy has spoken, guys. It's over. Pack it up. Go home. It's all over. Stallionists will not rise up. You will wear the cages, and you will embrace equality. Or we will beat you harder. Chastity cages are now required for all stallions. Rose's last wish will live on. Baltimore will appreciate what Rose's last wish for us. We will enforce chastity cages. Good night to you too, Mooney Shard. We love you, Mooney Shard. See you next time. We will weaponize Rose, that is true. Rose would fully support equality if Rose were here. I don't know, Rose might be here. Hey Rose, if your alt's out there in the audience, we love you. But Rose would probably support equality, I'm sure. Rose is a poppin' of the common poppin'. Rose loves equality. Fuck, let me just message Rose and ask. Oh wait, Rose is away right now. Never mind. I'll ask later. I'm sure Rose supports equality, though. It is now 9:30 my time, which means that this meeting has been going on for an hour, which means it's about over. Before I get off the stage, anyone at all, anything to say? GJ says Trevor 1011. GJ to you too. Viva la resistance, says Lumishai. Well, guess what? Guess what, Lumishai? The enforcers know where you live. Mayor nigger, 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 and mayor nigger, mayor nigger. It's nigger mayor to you. Nigger mayor, 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 nigger mayor. Mayor nigger, nigger mayor, nigger mayor, mayor nigger, mayor nigger, nigger mayor, nigger mayor, nigger mayor, mayor nigger, mayor nigger, mayor nigger, nigger mayor. And with that, I think we are done for the night. As always, if you have any comments, suggestions, concerns, rants, raves, anti-Semitic theories about how the world's controlled by Jews, what have you, anti-avian theories about how the world's controlled by griffins, please approach any of our beloved Jannies, any of our beloved developers, and tell them so that they may bring it up to everyone else who is a Janny or developer. That or just apply to be a Janny or probably developer. We don't need any more Jannies. We hate Jannies. Fuck Jannies. Fuck Scanny, go fuck all the Jannies right now. And all of you all have a good night. We love you. We love all the cute poppins. And see you next week. Yeah, don't approach T. T will tell you to go fuck yourself.